Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar.
That's me.
Millennial Helen.
Hi.
And Not So Silent Bob.
I'm still here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about what past event from any century would you like to revisit if you had a time machine?
Wow. That's a hefty question, huh? I got answers. I got lots of answers. But I think we should welcome our millennial guest today first.
Very excited to have her here.
So, Bob, when did you meet Helen?
It was when we were all working together at IPS, International Programs at Michigan Tech.
Yeah.
And she was always one of those really wonderful people to be around.
Yeah, I agree. Helen and I are racquetball gurus. Not really gurus, but we do the best we can. But we introduced one another to the game of racquetball, and that just kind of created a special bond. And we've road tripped, and we've done concerts and all kind of stuff, laughed and cried and all that kind of stuff together. So, Helen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I will say when we all met was longer ago than we think, because Dar and I just had our 10-year friendiversary on Facebook.
I saw that.
Can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah.
So it was a while ago. But hi, everyone. My name is Helen, and I currently live in Chicago. I still work in higher ed. I'm at the university there working with international students, but really happy to be back. I'm originally from the UP where we're recording, and happy to hang out with these folks.
You know, Helen road trip to be here today with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So made a special effort to come.
I woke up at 4:45 a.m. Central time. So it's not quite as early here.
But. You don't look that tired.
Well, thanks, Bob.
All right. So I'll open with the question. What past event from any century? And mine is, you know, I'm a cheater. I'm not a cheater. That's going public. I cheated on this question. So I have multiple answers.
You got to watch what you say when you're going public, you know.
Yes. People take sound bites. I am not a cheater. I am not a cheater. Sorry. Okay. So mine is multiple events. I know it says event, but I chose multiple events. I am a live entertainment connoisseur. I love live music, live concerts, live events. And so I would want to see Michael Jackson live. I don't know if I will. Maybe I would say Bad, or Bad is Thriller, right? Or that's two different albums. I'm not sure. But yeah, not the Jackson 5 stage, but the Michael Jackson era, like when he was like in the 80s. So I would want to see a live Michael Jackson concert, and I would love to see a live Prince concert. I just think that when I think of just the whole package, entertainment, you know, those are my people.
Prince was something else.
Yeah. I would love to have the opportunity to do that. And then something more recent is Hamilton. Now, I have seen a touring cast of Hamilton, but I would be really happy if I could see the original cast off from Broadway of Hamilton with all the characters and all the people. So those are my live entertainment. Then I have one final one. Bob, don't look at me in that tone of voice. is to be in the kitchen with my grandmother, my granny. I called her Granny Ann. And so she was a really, really good cook. And we were all under the same roof, my aunts and uncles and my mom, but nobody captured or curated any of her recipes. So I have one that I've kind of finagled together for chili, but she was just an amazing cook, and we did not capture a record of any of her recipes. So I would like go back to being in the kitchen with my grandmother on like Christmas or like when she made homemade rolls or Thanksgiving. So those are the events that I would like to revisit.
Is that your award-winning turkey chili jar?
It is my award-winning turkey chili, yes, but she used to use beef, but, you know, I edited it a little bit, but yes.
It's interesting that you had a grandmother who made great chili.
Yeah.
And I had a grandmother also who made really great chili. We call it Polish chili, believe it or not.
Polish
chili.
Oh, Polish. Are you saying Polish?
Polish, yes, because she was Polish.
Okay.
And can you imagine, though, Polish chili? It doesn't seem to fit.
What was different about Polish chili?
Well, she made a roux.
Okay.
And she didn't grind up the meat. It was chopped up in little pieces.
Okay.
And she used pork and beef and God knows what else.
Yeah.
And then you made it as spicy as you wanted, you know.
Okay,
but
nice.
It was not very spicy because Polish people don't like lots of spice.
I've been to Poland and they don't like very much spice. What about you, Helen? What century, what would you like to go back in your time machine and do and see or experience?
Yeah, so my first thought, which aligns with you, Dar, is going back to see some live music as well with a few artists in their prime. I'm a big 80s hair band fan and super fan of Bon Jovi. I did get to see all the original band members reunite in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they were inducted, which was amazing. But to go back and actually see them perform in their prime, Def Leppard, who I've also seen, but go back and see them as well. John Mellencamp, saw him this year. Again, go back and see all those folks in their time, some female representation, so Heart as well, and a lot of other people. I think that would be awesome. And again, I was trying to stick into the rules of this question and just go back to 1 year and spend the whole year there and get to as many concerts as possible. And also thinking about trying to blend into the time that I'm going back to. Don't want to alter, you know, the future or anything too much. See too many time travel gone wrong situations. So I figure I could come up with an 80s outfit and blend in pretty well versus going back to the 1500s and have a little tougher time. So, yeah, I'd go back to the 80s and see some great concerts.
Nice. Very cool.
Geez, I hadn't even thought about that because the things that I picked, I don't know if I would want to dress. I mean, maybe I could be like invisible or something like that.
What was your thing?
Well, I was going to pick, I thought you guys would all be picking it. And as you know, if anybody knows what Jen would have said, this is the typical one everyone's going to say. I mean, I want, actually, your time machines are not. You flitted around a little bit, but they're not very powerful because they didn't have to go back far. I would have to take all of the energy that you guys didn't use in your time machine and put it in mine because I want to go all the way back 2,000 years or more to Jesus' time. I'd love to see him preach, and I'd like to see some of the miracles that he did.
Wow.
I mean, there's so many that I could do there. I mean, and if I could flit around a little bit, if I could do that, and then I could go ahead and move up quite a bit and see something like, I don't know what, maybe George Washington's first State of the Union thing. And
I would have never guessed you say that, Bob.
I would love to see Abraham Lincoln, Emancipation Proclamation speech, and actually be there when he was saying it. You know, I mean, that would really be cool stuff. I mean, I'm a history I was in college. I was a history major. So, I would love to do that kind of stuff. But again, you know, I mean, I don't...
Bob, I can see you in one of them Jesus outfits.
I don't want to
go... And them Jesus sandals.
Yeah, and I don't want to wear one of those white powdered wigs, you know, in order to fit in.
You have a white powdered wig on now.
It's not totally white.
You also have the option to stand out. That's okay.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to blend in.
But then he'll be like... No.
But I might mess up history then. I mean, I could screw something up.
Yeah, and you are jumping to three very important times there, Bob. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
But that would be fun. I would love to do it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wouldn't want to get stuck, though. So, I mean, I have to make sure my time machine's working good.
Because
I would hate to get stuck way back there.
Why?
I don't want to go way back there and get stuck 2,000 years ago.
He wants modern conveniences.
Yes.
Right. Like a driving vehicle. And stuff like that. You don't want to walk with Jesus. No. You just want to see his miracles. Oh, all right, Bob. I'm Sam. I'm seeing how you doing. Yeah, that's cool. I will say that I was able to join Helen on that we road trip. Was it from the UP or where were
sure
we?
Sure was. What was that, like 13 hours?
Oh, my gosh.
And in and an I April snowstorm?
Yes, yes. We road trip from the UP to Cleveland for her to see Bon Jovi get inducted. And it was really cool. It was my first time to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So if you haven't gone to see it,
it's really neat. I've seen
cool
it too.
Place.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Fortunately, Dar stayed at home. Or wherever we were staying for the actual induction. She didn't have a ticket. I was only able to score one.
It was too expensive. I was like, you on your own on that.
No, but she saw the whole.
Yeah. Setup. I got to see a lot of it, but the actual induction I did not go to. So cool. I think we've covered the gamut of centuries and places and spaces. So
yes.
Very nice. All right.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.